Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Gonna be alright. No matter what they say. Gonna be a good day. Just wait and see. It's gonna be alright. Cause I'm alright with me. It's gonna be.
Seven after the hour. It's going to be a good day. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn. And Rich McFadden, who's in Washington, cold there this week.
Burr.
Cold there. It's going to
snow this weekend.
Yeah, I know. A lot of snow, cold. Good for you, Richie. Congratulations. Keep it there.
I was hoping we'd sneak through the winter without one, but here it comes.
A little rain into our lives in the arena where Jennifer and I are in Los Angeles. A little rain. It's not too... Yesterday was a pleasant day. It wasn't real warm, but it was quite pleasant. Frankly, we're interested in being pleasant.
We're pleasant. Pleasant.
We are pleasant. Bill. So this is not pleasant. Michelle Bachmann talks about the Newsweek, that Newsweek cover, how she relates to the sexist comments that are being directed toward Hillary Clinton. We live supposedly in a man's world, and that no small part disgusts me. We still have, I mean, I don't think this goes down the same path as the discussion about the Oscar nominees and quotas and that sort of thing. And you can say, well, that's because they're white women that we're talking about, not black women. You know, you can say whatever you want. You can call me names. I don't really care. This, to me, is troubling. The fact that we don't have any black people who are nominated for Oscars doesn't bother me. You can call me a racist, say whatever you want, I don't care. I know what I am, I know who I am, I know I'm not a racist, I'm very comfortable saying that. I'm also comfortable being not comfortable about the things people talk about Hillary Clinton and her fat legs and her pantsuits and things that have nothing to do with her ability to be a politician. Have an argument with her about her ability to lead, yes. But when you start attacking her for being a woman in pants or whatever other things...
Well, it's the first thing that people talk about. I mean, there are a lot of things that you could hit Hillary for.
Absolutely.
We've been through them already today. Benghazi, emails, lies,
whatever.
Clinton Foundation scandals, whatever it is. But the first thing people always go to, oh, she's not that attractive, or oh, she's always wearing pants. And you know what? I don't like to play the card about the woman card very often because I feel like I've been given a fair shake. And I feel like with work and determination, you can overcome a lot of glass ceilings. But you have to realize that men and women in this country, in this world, are judged differently. And
why?
Whether
though?
That's right or wrong.
What?
Is
why?
It pre-programmed, perhaps?
Yeah.
But it happens.
How are you teaching
you
your children,
acknowledge
Richie?
It.
Richie, how are you teaching your two children not to be sexists? No,
that's
serious.
A loaded question.
You're kind of, you've been a sexist. You're getting better at it. But
that's right. Yeah, I'm a total sexist.
No, you're not anymore, but you used to
be. Well, yeah, now that I've been around you.
That's right.
I know what,
I don't talk to my kids. My kids are exposed to everything in our neighborhood and our community. So I don't make a point of it. I don't point out to them that somebody is different or that somebody
does
something.
Well, do they recognize it on their own? Do they hear it from other people?
I just want them to accept it. I want them to just realize that there are all kinds of people in the world that do all kinds of jobs in the world. Mm-hmm. And the minute you start going, wow, look at that, a woman is doing this job, when they start going, huh.
And that's the thing. I mean, I guess that's what I'm getting at is instead of, I think we do a great job of sexualizing our kids a little too young. And
you mean making them aware of sex or being because of the sex, oozing of sexual innuendo from young teenagers?
I'm going to go on a Doug Steffen sidetrack rant. The kid who is in Girl Meets World on the Disney Channel, her name's Rowan something or other.
Yeah.
She's 14 years old. And she just came out on Twitter and said that she's bisexual.
At 14?
At 14.
Really? How do you know that?
I'm thinking, this is so ridiculous. My parents would have been mortified. I was paying, I know.
How do you know at 14 anyway?
I was a slow bloomer. I was playing with Barbie dolls at 14. And the fact that these, and she's being applauded. Oh, how great. She just wants to love whoever she wants to love. This is a 14-year-old child. This is not, but this is commonplace now. It's everybody's, you know, they're pushed to be sexual. Yeah. We look at girls' dolls. They're very sexual.
By the way, Richie, when I went to lunch with Jennifer the other day, she had a Barbie doll in the back seat of her car.
I did. Well, I used to love Barbie dolls, actually. But
well, my daughter's got 20 of them. I'll send them all to you.
The difference between my Barbies were never sexy. Like Bratz dolls is what I'm talking about. Like the Bratz dolls look like little prostitutes. Yeah. I mean, it's horrible. But
well,
I mean,
Barbie, the outfits you see on some of these Barbie dolls now are pretty risque, aren't they?
Maybe Barbie now, but I know my Barbies of the time were always dressed like in evening gowns, or they were dressed in nurse's outfit. You know, of course, maybe not sexy.
Or bikinis.
I think my point, our position in society to make everybody feel free to love and blah, blah, blah. I think it almost pushes this idea. It almost like the thing to break out of the box is actually pushing women more in the box because we continue to judge ourselves for sexuality. I would say if I have a girl, which I hope at some point I'm lucky enough to be blessed with kids, I would just say, you know what? You can do whatever you want to do. You just have to work for it. You have to have the determination. You have to compete bigger and better than anybody else, whether it's a boy or a girl. And I think if you make that the message to your kids, then they don't get held back by stereotypes.
You know, we were talking about this yesterday here at the network. Carly Fiorina, who was my favorite for a long time, basically didn't do well because she's seen as...
harsh. She's a tough
harsh
woman.
Yeah. And that's the double
standard. And that was the rap she had when she was running HP Region.
Well, that's the double standard. You're up on a stage with six other guys, guys, and to be tough or seen as tough enough to be president, you have to be able to stand toe-to-toe. But when you're a woman and you do that, you're seen as kind of natty and bitchy and harsh and everything.
Yep.
And when you're a man and do that, you're seen
as tough,
you know.
Strong, yeah.
And so it's hard, and I wanted her to do well, and I wish she would have done well. Look at Trump and the way he acts. Yeah. If she did that, oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Okay.
But in the same vein, there's a popularity contest on the men's side as well. You have to be the tall, good-looking guy to be able to get forward ahead because guys like Chris Christie and look at Huckabee had to lose all that weight to be able to
looks
do anything.
Looks matter for guys, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, sadly,
you
it's
have
a culture
to look presidential.
Of
bald,
no you will never see a bald president again.
Right. And they always, I mean, it looks like the tall ones always seem to win. I think there's always a matchup, you know, who's the tallest and the tallest one typically.
Who's
wins.
The tallest of them all? Faithful you.
Didn't work well for Jeb Bush.
No. You know, the one thing I think is sick,
well
though,
Trump.
Is that women think that they have to be a hard rear end to make it in business. I mean, one of the things I don't like is that women feel like they have to lose their femininity to be taken seriously. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think you have to put your femininity aside, but I don't think you have to dress in dowdy pantsuits all the time and pretend you're a man. I think you need to be you need to celebrate your differences, be a woman, be the best competitor that you can be, and you don't have to give up all that.
I think
stuff.
Hillary does it just for, I think she feels that's the best look for
convenient.
Her.
Convenient. 14 past the hour, also a focus on General David Petraeus, who's in the news. First, though, I would like you to go back down memory lane with me to remember when you looked your best. Maybe you still do. Jennifer looks her best. Richie looks good. I'm looking good. How about you? Are you looking good? And what does it mean for you to look good? Do you have a nice full face as devoid of puffs and bagginess and lines and stuff? Okay, that's good. How about your hair? How's your hair? You losing your hair? You don't like it that your hair is falling out? Well, there is a fix to that problem. Product is called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. It strengthens your hair follicles. It cleanses your scalp. It allows the new hair follicles to grow up and through. So if you have aging follicles, and we all do, they're falling out. You see them in the shower, you see them on your hairbrush, but that's normal. What happens if the hair doesn't come back again because the pores are all plugged up? You need Provia. Provia to the rescue. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319. This is a topical product. You put it on your scalp. You may have one of those little things that massage your scalp. That's a good way to do it. It gets in there and cleanses the pores. It's because it has a volumizer, thickens the hair that you have still in your head. So everything's going to look better and everything's going to be better. You have a money-back guarantee on this. 800-525-8319. You have my guarantee that this will work. 800, nothing to lose, lots of hair to gain. Provia, 800-525-8319. There's nothing that you will not like about this. That's a double negative that means you will like the results from Provia on your hair. Get it back. 800-525-8319.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This enormous Kentucky native spent 7 years as one of Hulk Hogan's allies in the old WWF. With a horseshoe necklace and trademark overalls, he would squeeze his challengers into submission.
From Mud Lick, Kentucky, Hillbilly Jim.
So where is Hillbilly Jim Morse now? Hillbilly Jim actually recorded and sang his own wrestling introduction music. He played the House of Blues while hosting the Road to WrestleMania tours from 2004 to 2009. Since 2005, Jim's been hosting his own music and wrestling show called Moonshine Matinee. You can keep up with Jim at hillbillyjim.com. Now let's listen to a piece of his music.
Don't go messing with a country boy, a country boy, a country boy.
Hillbilly Jim Morse, a lyrical genius. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Think Green. Harrison with you from New York City. Imagine growing your own vegetables in a back alley in New York City. Well, more and more are thinking green, if only to improve the quality of living. This resident lives in Harlem.
One thing I do is, if you live in an apartment, maybe if you have a roof, I grow a garden on my roof. And that also helps a little bit. You know, having green plants absorbs carbon dioxide and reduces heat gain in cities. So if you live in a city and you have an apartment and you have access to a roof, grow a garden up there. I try to grow all native plants, native grasses and stuff, so it's good for the local wildlife. We have it in New York, believe it or not. And it also reduces the heat gain and helps the environment.
Yankee ingenuity in one of our first Yankee cities. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
I did a ride from Eastport, Maine to LaPush, Washington one time, an endurance ride. That best ride I ever did. Kind of hard because we did it in 3 days.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Sunrise to sunset insanity.
You got to see every different kind of part of the country. We went from the northeast down to the desert and up to the northwest. In 3 days, you saw the main coast with all the rocks and the rain, and you saw the Tennessee mountains, then you went through the desert, and you went up through the Colorado Rockies, ended up in far northwest Washington. I mean, that was a ride, you know? Yeah, 3 days, yeah. 3,700 and something miles. It's called the Sunrise to Sunset Insanity. It's one of the Iron Butt rides.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
All right, there's a nice selfie, by the way. If you follow us on Facebook or Pinterest, there's a picture of Jennifer and Larry Elder and me. It's kind of cute, taken the other day when we had lunch together. So you can check that out if you want to see how we're looking in our big smile. Somebody who's not smiling today, General David Petraeus, may be demoted.
Uh-oh.
The Pentagon is considering retroactively demoting him because he admitted to giving classified information to his biographer while he was still in uniform. Wasn't that 3 years ago or something like that?
It was a while ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. Well, you have nothing better to do at this point. What is the point at this point? This is like the line at the to wait to be put to death.
Do you think this makes Hillary sweat though? Because he shared classified information on a tiny level. Do you think that this makes her sweat seeing what happens to him?
Nah, I don't think anybody pays any attention. I don't think anybody paying it. We'll put those two things together unless they're listening to this program, Jennifer. Nobody's going to put that.
Just leave it to me.
Nice job, Jen. 21 after. Good day.